23.10. EDE 02280620250812, audio. Related to text 23.9. Several other reasons explain this choice. I'm thinking here of the shape. Designing a vertical shape is easier than a round one for the interior of the SSV. In relation to the airlock, this involves instrumentation, storage of safety equipment, and even some clothing for passage between the two vehicles. Air won't be evacuated into the space, and the time taken to pass from one vehicle to the other must also be reasonable. It's also possible to switch from a round shape to a square one. There's no advantage to doing this when it can be avoided. It's complex enough as it is. Where will the equipment for the airlock be located? Near the unit or elsewhere? I still don't know. My logic dictates that the main airlock should be separate from the rest of the station to avoid contamination in the event of a problem. This impacts the location and storage of this essential element for life. Without answering yet, we're moving forward. This equipment must also be accessible for redundancy and repair purposes if necessary. This isn't simple. Just think of the R's and immediately a mad urge to go to the bathroom surprises us. Yeah, that's a joke, right? Another reason is orientation. The SSV can be in gravity mode. Orientation is an essential element for any space complex, but even more so for a gravity station. Differentiating the floor from the ceiling isn't a ridiculous element. These are some of the reasons why I chose the square. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. June 28, 2025.